Okay. Today's Daf Zayin, famous Daf and Shas. A lot of topics that come up only here, nowhere else, but they apply to every single day of our lives. Not really much to do with Pesach, but they have to do with everything else. Okay, so we're still on Vav Amud Beis, and we had just said that the reason why the Gemara had said that Habodek Tzarech Sheyevatel, that if somebody does Bedika, they still have to do Bittel. So now we're up to where we said Amar Rava. Amar Rava, Gzeira, why do you have to do that? Why do you have to do Bedika? Even though you did Bedika, why do you have to do Bittel? Amar Rava, Gzeira Shem Yim Tzagluska Yafa, maybe you're going to find a good piece of Chametz, V'dayti Ilavei, and you're gonna want it. What does that mean, you're going to want it? So Rashi says, V'dayti Ilei, Chashuvihi Be'enav, it's going to be Chashuv in your eyes. V'chas Aleha L'sorfa, you're going to regret that you have to burn it. Umasha, and you're going to delay afilu rega echad, even for 1 second. V'nimtza over aleha b'bal yirah b'bal yimatza, and you're going to be over in bal yirah b'bal yimatza. Aval mishabitla, once you're mevatelit, ain't a over. You're not over. Why not? Delo ksiv el tashbisu, because it only says tashbisu. So what does that mean? Only says tashbisu. So first of all, how does being mevatel prevent you from wanting this chametz after you see it? How does being mevatel prevent that? You mevatel, and now you find this yummy piece of chametz. So how does doing bittel solve this problem of having a momentary delay, momentary desire? Then you come to your senses and you say, oh, it's Pesach, right? But how does doing bittel solve that? So I think the Meiri says because if you do bittel, then it shows that it's so like repulsive to you that you're never going to have a taiva for it. That's what the Meiri says. I think another shot I saw was that you're going to have a delay not because you want to eat it, because you know you can't eat it. That's not even on your radar. What you're going to do is, why should I burn this? I'll give it to the dog. I'll have enough from it. At least let someone get something out of it. Not me, of course not me. At least the dog. So you can have that momentary, not to eat it, but maybe to have anah. And we know with Bali Mata, you can't do that. So if you're mevatel it, you're going to solve that problem, because it's not going to be yours. It's not going to be anything. It's not going to be chashuv. This relates back to the machlokas that we said on Shabbos about what does bittel do? So according to Rashi says on the Dalit, he alludes to it here when he says, Eino over delo ksiv elatash bisu. He alludes to it here, but the whole purpose of doing bittel, the whole mitzvah that say of tashbisu, it's just to make sure that there is no chametz in your possession when Pesach starts. It's to make sure there is no chametz in your possession, and you mevatel it. So there's no actual mitzvah to do anything to the chametz. You don't have to burn it. You don't have to do anything. If you don't have, let's say you don't have any chametz. That's wonderful, according to Rashi. The Rashi says it over here. Eino over. Delo ktiv el tashbisu. All the Torah said was, make sure you don't have any chametz when Pesach starts. On Daf Dalet over there, Tosfa said, no, absolutely not. That bittel has nothing to do with tashbisu. Tashbisu is a mitzvah saseh mid oraisha to get up and burn your chametz. And we're going to see in a few lines from now, Tosfos asks on Rashi, how could you say that you can do bittel? When are you going to do bittel? At the sixth hour. But you can't do bittel then. We're going to see in a few lines. You can't do bittel anymore then. So it can't be that the mitzvah is only bittel. That can't be. You can't do bittel in the sixth hour. Tosfos holds that an actual mitzvah that say to get up and burn your chametz. It's the mitzvah of tashbisu to actually destroy it. And I on Daf Dalet it said that midaraisa bittel ba'al masagi. What does that mean according to Tosfos? So Tosfos explains. You know what that means? That means that I make my chametz hefker. I make my chametz hefker, then it's not mine. But yes, let's say I don't have any chametz. I should go buy some. I should go buy some so I could do the mitzvah of beer. So the Ramban says, what's Tosfos talking about? What do you mean you can't do bittel after chatzos because the chametz is no longer yours and you can't mevatel something that doesn't belong to you? Which is what the Gemara is going to say in a few lines. The answer is simple. Do bittel before the sixth hour. Which is what we do. This Tosfos is talking about. Do a bittul earlier. So the Ramba, so the Minchas Chiddush says, you see a fundamental machlokes here between Rashi and Tosfos. What's Rashi holds? Rashi holds there's no mitzvah to do bittul. There's no mitzvah to do sreifa. You just have to make sure there is no chametz. It's not a mitzvah asay bekum va'asay. It's a mitzvah asay be'isra asay. You make sure that when Pesach starts, you have no chametz in your possessions. Someone else does it for you, that's great. You happen to not own any, that's great. But according to Tosfos, therefore, you can do the bittul whenever you want. Do the bittul early. But according to Tosfos, you have a mitzvah asay, bekum va'asay, to actually destroy your chametz. What do you mean, do it early? You can't do it early. You can't make kiddush early. You can't shake a lulav early. That's silly. Shake a lulav an hour before Yom Tov starts? No one would suggest that. I'm going to do tashbitsu an hour before the zman. The zman's at chatzos. That's when you have to burn it. So we can kind of ask the question on Tosfos. And that's the machlok between Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi holds that the mitzvah that says tashbitsu only at Isra say. Like he says over here. The eno ela mitzvah, the lo ksiv ela tashbitsu. It just says tashbitsu. Nothing here about burning. The whole thing is bittul. According to Tosfos, no. You have a kum va'asei. You have an actual mitzvah that says to get up and go burn it. Yeah? No, we're gonna get to the night in a minute. No, because you've been mevatel it right this second. Right this second, I'm mevatel it. So, but according to Tosfos, bittul's only because it only makes it hefker.
You can't compare it to lulav.
No, so but according to Tosfos, I have an actual mitzvah to go burn my chametz. That can't be done earlier. This man is this man. You can't make kiddush early. You can't sit in a sukkah early. You can't eat matzah early. This man is this man. According to Rashi, it has nothing to do with zman. There's nothing you have to do. Just to make sure you don't have any. That's the machlokas Rashi and Tosfos about bittul, which comes up right here. And that's where the Minchas Chinuch explains it. Reb Chaim took that one step further and said that the machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos is really the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, whether or not you must do sreifa, or you can get rid of your chametz any way you want. According to Rashi, who says you can get rid of your chametz, according to Rashi, it says it's just an Isra say, he holds like the Chachamim. You can get rid of the Chametz any way you want. It's nothing to do with, there's no special mile of burning. Just make sure you get rid of all your Chametz. But according to Tosfos, he says, no, you have an actual mitzvah to go burn. He holds like the Chachamim that says, no, you have to actually only do beer. He needs that. The Chaim uses that because later on in the Masechta, the Gemara is going to say, the Rambam, by the way, holds like Rashi, that the bittul is just to make sure you don't have any Chametz. So the Rambam, the Reb Chaim says, you know why the Rambam has to hold that way? Because later on in the Masechta, the Gemara is going to say, if someone does Bayor Bayi Matzei, does he get Malkus for that? The Gemara says, no, you don't get Malkus, because it's a Lav Shenitik Lasei. If you have Chametz, go do the Shpizu. It's a Lav Shenitik Lasei. The Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam says, you know why you don't get Malkus? Because it's a Lav Shein Bo Maisa. So what was wrong with the Gemara's reason? Why do Rambam have to come with another reason? So Reb Chaim says, because according to the Rambam, what do you mean Lav Shenitik Lasei? You have a mitzvah that when Pesach begins, make sure you don't have any chametz in your possession. Make sure. Now I found chametz. So now I'm going to do tashbisu? That's a big menatek da'asei. That doesn't make any sense according to the Rambam. Therefore, the Rambam has to come out with a whole other reason and say, Lav Shein Bo Maisa. You're not doing anything. You're sitting in your house. All of a sudden, look at this. You have chametz. And Reb Chaim says that the Gemara over there about Lav Shein da'asei is only according to the Chachamim, which is very problematic. So Rav Hyman has a whole piece that's not even true, but anyway, that's basically what's going on over here. Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos, maybe some machlokas of Rehuda and Chachamim as well. So the Gemara asks, I think this is your question, Dovi. So what if to do bittul earlier? So whenever I find the chametz, let me bittul right now. So the Gemara says, no, dilma mishkachas lebasri sura. Maybe you're going to find it after the iser, after the zman iser, after the sixth hour. Falav b'rishusay kaim. It's not in your rishus anymore. Right, once it's aser b'hamna, you don't have any bilus over it. V'lo matzi b'vatal, you can't do bittul anymore. The Amar Rav Elazar, shnei devarim einan b'rishus ha'shel adam. There are two things in the world that are not in your rishus for purposes of you having any bilus over them. But for us, of us, and akos with keilu b'rishuso. But the Torah treats it as if it is in your rishus. The elu hein, what are those? Bar b'rishus rabim v'chametz b'shei shoyz v'mayla. Bar b'rishus rabim and chametz in sixth hour and on. Right, the Torah calls bar Bal Habar Yishalim. You don't own that bar, it's in the street. It's Bal Habar, you're considered the owner. And the second one is Chametz. So the Gemara asks, "Vin avatle ba'arba v'avatle b'chamesh." So why don't you do bittul the 4th hour? Do bittul the 5th hour? It's a day. Why are you doing it the night before? So the Gemara says, "No, given the lazmani surahu, since there's nothing doing at those times. There's nothing doing. It's in the morning. It's erev Pesach morning. Like, what's going to prompt you to remember to do that? Nothing's happening." Since that's true, it's not the Zman Biur, Dilma Pasha, you're going to forget, but you're going to be negligent, you're not going to do Bittul. We're in the first word of Zayin Amar Aleph. So the Gemara says, so why don't you do it in the 6th hour, which is when you're going to do Biur, and that's wonderful, then you'll remember. So the Gemara says, Kivin the Isura, the Rabbanan Ilavei, since the Rabbanan treat this as Usur, okay, it's a machlokas what this means over here. According to Rashi, this means, even though it says Minavatli Bashis, which we normally translate to mean in the 6th hour, meaning after Chatos, Rashi says, no, it means in the 5th hour, when the Chacham have already offered Chametz. So that time, it's also Midrabanan, but it's also Midrabanan, given the Surah Banan Ilve, Kid Araisa Damya, it's treated like a Daraisa, Velav Rishuse Kaima, and it's not considered in your Rishus. Tosva says, on the Tosvas on Ahmed Beis, last one, why is Rashi doing that? Why is Rashi going out of his way to say this is talking about a funny? It says in the 6th hour. Rashi says no, it means before the 6th hour, between the 5th and the 6th, when it's also by Drabanan. Tos is also going to come up with a case of Drabanan. He's going to say it's Chametz Drabanan. Chametz Nuksha. We're going to see in a minute. Chametz Drabanan.
Isn't the 6th hour anyway? Drabanan. It's after 6 hours.
That's what Tosva says to Gemara means. Do it then. Do it right then. Rashi, which is what the Pashtus of the Gemara means, right? And Rashi says, no, it means the hour going into the 6th hour. When it's still only Asa Midrabanan. Midaraisa, it's still Mutter.
No, but isn't it
Asa
Midaraisa after the 6th hour?
Yes. Yes, we're going to see in a second. Now the Gemara says, V'lo Matzim Avadlo, you can't do Bittul anymore. Why? Dabar of Gedol Marav, Chia Bar Yosef, Amarav HaMakadosh, Misheshoz V'maylo. If somebody's Makadosh, a woman, with Chomet, from the 6th hour and on, doesn't that mean after the 6th hour? Rashi says, no, it means in the 5th hour. Right? When it's only Asa Midrabanan. Right? There's someone's Makadosh, a woman with that, Afilu Bechit Nekur Denaisa, even with wheat that is very rocky, and it's grown in a rocky terrain, and it's very hard wheat, and it's very hard to make that Chametz, even such wheat, Ein Choshen LeKedushin. We're not Choshish for Kedushin. And Rashi reminds us, Midrabanan, this is a perfectly good Kedushin. It's not Asa yet, only Midrabanan is Asa. So Rashi says, yes, that anytime we're Makadosh, a woman, we're Makadosh her Kedash Moshe of Israel, and Hefkebeth and Hefkebeth, Beth and Ketay, it doesn't even belong to you. So Midoraisa is not a good Kedushin. Because the whole Kedushin has to be with the Rishus of the Rechachamim. And here it's not. And Labasar Isura lo matzim avatale. After the Isser, after the Zman Isser, you can't be avatale anymore. So doesn't that seem to imply it's after the 6th hour? Rashi says, no, it's in the 5th hour. Tosma says that no, it's talking about Chametz Darbanan. This Chit Nekur Denaisa is not really not going to become Chametz Darbanan. It's not Chametz Darbanan. Either way, they're talking about a case of Darbanan. And what do you see? That you can't be Mevadalit. Right? No, Rashi says, Mitchila Sheish, the Isur Darbanan
who? The beginning of the 6th.
Right, going into the 7th. That's when Chatzos is.
Right.
So it's in the last hour when Midaraisa is still Mutter. Midaraisa is still Mutter. You could be Mekadosh woman Midaraisa with this.
But it's the 6th hour, huh?
Fine, 6th hour, fine. But it's the last hour when it's only us and Midrabanan. It's not us and Midaraisa yet.
Right.
So Tosfos says, that's not Pasha of the Gemara. Moshe says, Mishik Shazam Milo. So Tosfos says, it's talking about a different kind of Midrabanan. It's Chametz Nuksha. It's only us and Midrabanan. I have a Hatanya, but we learned how Yoshev Beis HaMedrash, there's someone sitting in Shir, V'nizgar Sheish Chametz Bebeiso, and he remembers he has Chametz sitting in the house. Mevatla believe, you can mevatla believe. Echad Shabbos v'echad Yontif, whether it's Shabbos or Yontif. It's Shabbos or Yontif. Bishlama Shabbos, if it's Shabbos, Mishkachas la, kigon shechal arba os aliyos b'Shabbos. Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, and you're sitting in Shir on Erev Pesach, and you, oh no, I have chametz in the house, so you're not going to get there in time. So mevatla right now. El b'Yontif. What do you mean? You're sitting in Shir on Yontif. So Basar Isurahu. It's after the Zman Isser, right? So what do you see? You can do Bittul after the Zman Isser. Yontif already. Right? They had Shir on Yontif. Right? And Shabbos. Erev Pesach. They had Shir. So you see, what do you see? You can do it. You can do Bittul. Right? So the Gemara says, no. Amar v'achar Yaakov. You know what we're talking about over here? The Talmud Yoshe Lufnei Rabbo Eskinan. The Talmud's in front of the Rebbe. V'nizgar sheish isa migulgelis besoch beso. And he remembers he's baking in the house. It's Yontif. True. but it's not chametz yet. He's baking, and he realizes umishyare shema tachmitz. So he realized, if I don't get out of here, this is going to rise. It's going to become chametz on Pesach. And Rashi says you don't want to get up because you don't want to leave the Rebbe. So you have no choice. You're stuck. What do you do? So then, in that case, umavatale mikame de tachmitz. Then be mavatale before it becomes chametz. This is not a normal case of Erev Pesach. It's not Erev Pesach. It's Taka Pesach. Right? You're at the shiur. You don't want to get up. And the Gemara says, Dekanami, that's true. Diktani Hayoshi Besok Pesach Medrash. Because it has to give you a case where you can't get up because of other circumstances. If it's Erev Pesach, what's the difference where you are? It doesn't make a difference. Right? Once this man comes, that's it. So we have to be talking about a case where you don't want to get up because of other reasons. You don't want to embarrass the Rebbe. You don't want to walk out. So must be talking about a case of Pesach. You have no choice. It's not a raya that you can be mevatel after this man. That's a good raya. Amarav barhuna amarav hapas sheipsha. If you have moldy, spoiled bread, kivon sherub samatza. Since in the box, so we're talking about a box. You use the same box for chametz and matzah. So you have a box full mishtama. You cleaned it out before Pesach. Everyone does bidikas chametz, so nobody has a box of chametz. But you have a box of matzah, and look at this. You pull out a piece of moldy bread. So the Gemara says, since rove of the box is matzah, we're going to follow the rove and say this is probably matzah. It's spoiled matzah. So the Gemara says umuteres. So hechidami, what's the case? Ilei mediyad bad chametz. If you know it's chametz. If it's certainly chametz, ki rav sa matzah mayi. So if there's more matzah in the box, who cares? I know it's chametz. Ela de lo yadidin ve'i chametz havi I matzah havi. You don't know what it is. So my area, ki rav sa matzah. Why did the Gemara have to give an answer and say, well, we're going to go after the rove? Afilu ki lo rav sa matzah nami. Even if we don't follow the rove, it's still going to be okay to eat. Why? Nasal basar basra. Let's go, let's follow by what was last. What was last in this box? Matzah. Why? Because it's Pesach. And you did a bedikah. So there's no chametz in this box anymore. That's why. You don't need to come on to rove. Rashi says, this is better. This is better than rove. Because this is like more of a certainty that it's matzah. Milo Tanan, didn't we learn? Ma'os, shenim tzu'u lefnei sokre behema. Money that's found in front of the animal merchants in Yerushalayim is l'olam meiser. It's always a meiser sheni. Why? Because most people when they were older regel, even though they didn't have to, most people would spend their ma'aser sheni money on karbanos. You could really spend it on any food, but karban was the best fit. So most people would do that. Now, most people weren't able to spend all their money every time they were older regel. So they would leave the money by friends, and it turned out that all the money, most of the money that was going to buy animals was for ma'aser sheni money. So if you see monies lying on the floor in front of the merchant of the animals, we're going to go Maser Rov. Mestam, it's Maser Sheni money. Most of it's Maser Sheni money. But Harabayis, but on the Harabayis, Chulin. Most of it's Chulin because Rashi says we have no reason to go Maser anything. And most of the money in the city of Yerushalayim was Chulin. Right, in front of the animal merchants, it was Meiser. But in the rest of the city, it was Chulin, except during Ola Regel, when more people were around. But in the Harabayis, we're going to see in a minute why it's different Harabayis in Yerushalayim. Because in Yerushalayim, they used to sweep the streets every night. So everything they would find. In the Harabayis, they would never sweep. So the stuff could have been there from who knows when, this money. But in the streets, we don't say that, because they sweep it every night. So if it's during Ola Regel, Mestama, they dropped it today, it's probably Meiser. If it's the middle of Teves, then it's probably Chulin. But on the Har Bayis, no. So Tosfos says, how are you allowed to bring money onto the Har Bayis? Doesn't it say, right, Tosfos says, the Har Bayis, Heich nimtzu sham ha'omer b'perikor, lo yichnes b'Har Bayis, b'mos ha'tzruos, you shouldn't bring money up onto the Har Bayis. So Tosfos says, that's only b'farhesia. Look, I'm carrying my, right? But b'tzidah, you can. So anyway, so someone finds money on the Har Bayis, mustam it's chulin. B'Yerushalayim, but what about in the rest of Yerushalayim? Not on the Har Bayis, not in the animal markets. So b'shas ha'regel, if it's during the regalim. So Meiser, it's probably Meiser. So it's so busy with people bringing up their Meiser money. But B'Shayim Mosh Hashanah Chulin, it's Chulin. V'amrav Shmeya Bar Zviya, my time, what's the difference? Ho'el V'shukei Yerushalayim Asuyin L'Hizchabed B'chol Yom, because they would sweep the streets of Yerushalayim every day. And Rashi said they would not sweep the Har Bayis every day, because first of all, you're not allowed to go into the Har Bayis with dusty feet. So it's probably cleaner. Also, there were winds on Har Bayis, and Rashi's Har Bayis sloped a little bit. So all articles would not remain where they were there. They'd fall. So that they wouldn't sweep every day, but the streets they would. So anyway, what do you see? What do you see from all this? Alma, what do you see? Amridan, we say, Kameh Kamai Ozlile. Whatever's earlier is earlier. Vahani Achrininu. And whatever's later is later. Right? If it's Oli Regalim, so Mistama, it's Meiser, we say it's Meiser. But if it's the middle of the winter, and we say that it's right now, what's going on right now? Nothing's doing now. So it's Chulin. So you see, you do go Basar, the last thing. So why don't you say the same thing over here by Matzah? Say, I cleaned out the box before Pesach. That's certainly true. I put in it two pounds of matzah. Now if I have this moldy thing, let's say, well, everything else in there is matzah, it's probably matzah. Why don't we say that? Why did the Gemara have to come on to Rov? So the Gemara says, you're right. And here it is, meaning, and here we should say the same thing by the matzah, that the matzah is, that this moldy piece of something, it should be matzah. So the Gemara says, "Shiny hachi." Here it's different. Why? The pushe mochiach aleha. You're right. Normally we would say, "Let's go basa the last," but here we have the mold. It's moldy lemaisa. So moldy. What are we supposed to do? So the Gemara says, "Fine." So if pushe mochiach aleha, if it's moldy, so ki rav sa matzah may hava. So there's more matzah in the box. Who cares? If you're going to say it's moldy, then it should be vaday chametz. So the Gemara says, "No, lo tema." You read the Braisa is misquoted. Don't say that it means sherub sa matzah, that there was more matzah in the box. Ella what? Ella aimer, rather say sheyirbu yimei matzah iluve. That many days, a lot of days of Pesach have already passed us by. We're deep into Pesach already. Now you find this moldy piece. Now what? So ihachi pshita. What? You had chametz sitting in the box for 5 days already. It's probably not. That's probably not the case. So it's already deep into Pesach, and now you find a moldy something. So it's certainly we're certainly gonna say it's matzah, right? So ihachi pshita. So what's the chiddush? We're deep into Pesach. No one has chametz for so long. So the Gemara says no. Lo tzricha. Don't know the pusha meruba. It's very, but it's very moldy. It's very, very moldy. It's very spoiled. So ma'al d'tema. I would think, given the pusha meruba, since it's so moldy, igloi milsa devade chametz. Ma'al Yehu, this is certainly an unbelievable piece of chametz. It's so moldy. Right? Somehow it got in. Kamash Malon, we say no. Kivan Shirobu Yime Matzah Ilave, since so many days of matzah have already passed us by. Amrina, we say, Kol Yomu V'yoma Nama Chamima Afa, that every day you used to bake the burning hot, fresh matzah, put it in that box, and that all that moisture ruined the other one. And every day you did that, it made it even worse and worse and more and more moldy. We wouldn't say that if it wasn't deep into Pesach. But since it's deep into Pesach, we can rely on the fact that the baking every day made this piece very, very moldy. It was on there and it got so moldy. Okay, that's that. Now the Gemara says, "Omiyas lina basa basra." Do we really always say that we follow the last thing? For Atani, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Teva shenishtam shuba mos. Let's say you have a box, mos chulin, umos meiser, and you use this box for mos chulin and for mos meiser. And the Gemara is assuming now, not at the same time. Sometimes you use it for meiser, sometimes you use it for chulin. So let's say you find a coin now, you don't know what it is. So shouldn't we say go basa whatever was left in there? Right. If it was Meiser in there, so it's Meiser. Imrov, Chulin, Chulin. Imrov, Meiser, Meiser. So the Gemara says, no, we go with the Rov. If Rov of the time, or if Rov of the coins were Chulin, then Chulin. And if Rov was Meiser, then Meiser. Vamai, Lezer, Basa, Basra. Say what was last. Right? So the Gemara is going to answer, no, you had them in there at the same time. We're going to give a few answers. For example, Shenestam, Shuba, Mos, Chulin, Umos, Meiser. You use them both at the same time. Rashi says, the one's in each corner of the box. And now you find the cord in the middle. So which side does it go to? So the Gemara says, you go with whatever's rov. Right? Then you're there, Ezem Ehen, Basof. You don't know where to put it. Or Zvidom, or similar, Kigon Shedestam Shubot Tziburin Tziburin. No, there were piles. Right? There were piles. And now you found one out in the pile. So where does it go? Rav Papa Omar Kigon Dishkach Baguma. No, you found it in a hole. Let's say there was a little crack, and the coin fell through the crack. So you've been cleaning this out already for 2 months. Now all of a sudden you find the coins. Like, where does this go? I don't know. So So then we say you have to go bus a rov. Whatever you've been using it for more, that's mistama what it is. We have a rov. We have rules of rov. You can't go bus or basra. We don't know what the basra was. It's been using it for 2 months. We don't know how long that coin's been sitting there. Fine. That ends that discussion. Okay, next. Amar of Yehuda. Yehuda says, Habodek, if someone does bezikas chametz, tzarek sheyivarech, you have to make a bracha. What's the chiddush in that? Don't you have to make a bracha for every mitzvah? Right? So why is he telling me this? It's a very unremarkable statement. But the answer is, because when do you make the bracha? You make the bracha when you're not doing anything midaraisa. You make the bracha the night before, right? You're not going to do the mitzvah of tashbitzah until the following day. I still make the bracha now. Why? Because it's the haschala of the mitzvah. What about, so why don't you make, so that's one reason why we don't make the bracha al bedikas chametz. Because there's no mitzvah to do bedikas chametz. The mitzvah is only beer. So why don't we make a bracha al bitl chametz? So the Beis Yosef says, because you can't make a bracha on a machshava. There's no maisa, you have to do a maisa. The maisa is the beer. That's why you don't make a bracha al bitl chametz. Anyway, you make a bracha. My mevorek, what bracha do you make? So Rav Papi Omar Mishmei Derava Livva Er Chametz. To burn the chametz. Rav Papa Omar Mishmei Derava Al Bi'ur Chametz. You say Al Bi'ur Chametz. Now, Bilva Er, if the discussion is, if the wording is Livva'er to go ahead and burn, Kuliyamalo Pligi Divadil Haba Mashma. Everybody agrees that phrase Livva'er connotes the future. I'm going to make this bracha, Asher Kiddushah, Livva'er, to go ahead and do it. The only discussion is going to be is Al Bi'ur. Doesn't Al mean the past? I'm making this bracha Al on the fact that I did it already. You didn't do anything yet. That's going to be the machlokas about al. But le, everybody agrees, is mashal to the future. So Tosfos over here says, the last Tosfos on Zayin Amud Aleph, Mikan haya matzrich rashba, l'tzarech lefnei ha-mila, before the mila, they would say, l'hachnisa, b'briso shel Avram Avinu. D'i l'achar ha-mila, if you're going to make the bracha after the mila, yishaker b'bruchaso, you're going to lie. Right? Because you've already done the mila. And now you're going to say, le, I'm going to bring him into the bris of Avram Avinu. Doesn't make any sense. The lachnisa l'haba mashma. The lamed is l'haba. V'od shetaruch levarech over lasiyaso. You have to make the bracha over lasiyason. Right? So the Torah says v'no nira l'rabbeinu tam. The parak rabbi lasa demila tana hamal omer asher kudoshanu etzvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvazvaz says lahachniso. Mashma la'achar hamila makomo. He said it after the bismila. Even though lachniso was mashma for the future, lo kasha, not a problem. The bracha of lachniso is not a bracha on the mitzvah, it's a bracha of shevach. We said this already before. Anytime there's a change of status, there's always a second bracha, like kiddush, mila, these types of, you know, the status of the world changes from weekday to Shabbos, the baby changes from an orel to a Jew, so we always make a second bracha. It's a bracha of shevach vodah, it has nothing to do with the actual mitzvah, and the Tosfos continues on that. Anyway, back to the Gemara. Ki pligi, what number base now, when do they argue? Ba'al bir, on al bir. Mi smar savar, one holds, may kara mashma, that he says, no, you can't, that connotes the past. Al, on the fact that I did it already, that's not true. Therefore, you can't say al. Umar savar, la ba mashma. And the other one holds, no, la ba means on the future. Al means on the future as well. Meisve, what do you mean? Barach asher, kiddushal, and b'mitzvot, b'tonu, al hamila. We make a bracha al hamila. Doesn't al ham, everyone agrees to that. Doesn't al hamila mean the future? How could you say al hamila? So the Gemara says, Hasam, hechi neima. What should you say? Neima lamul. You should say lamul with a lamid. Lamul's mashma, go do it. So the Gemara says, lo sagi delav ihu moil. The moil has no chiyuv to do it. He's your shliach. You're saying, asher kishon lamul, to go, I don't have a chiyuv to do it. I'm doing it for you. I'm doing it for the father. Therefore, I can't say lamul. So the Gemara says, avia ben maikel neimar. What about the father? You want to say Enochanami? He should say Lamul. And we pass him that even the father doesn't say Lamul. But the Gemara said he should say it. May say another question. Baruch Hashem, Kedushan Mitzvot, Tzivitzivanu, Al Hashchita. Al Hashchita. Hasam Nami. Right? Al Hashchita. What do you mean Al Hashchita? I didn't do the Shchita yet. Al means the future. Hasam Nami. Hechi Neima. What are you going to say? Neima Lishchot. So, Lo Sagitala Yehu Shachat. You have no Chi of the Shecht. You want to eat meat? This is how you have to go about the procedure. You have no chiyuv. There's no chiyuv to eat meat. If you want to, you have to follow certain rules of Hilchas Shechita. The chiyuv losha lishchot means you have a chiyuv. So the Gemara says Pesach Kodesh Michael Neymar. What about Pesach Kodesh? You do have a chiyuv, right? You have to eat that meat, right? So Gemara says you're right. Enochanami, you're right. Meisvei, another try. Ha'ose lulav. If somebody is making a lulav, he's binding his lulav together laatmo for himself. Mavarech shechianu v'kiyimanu v'gunal zman hazeh. If he makes a bracha of shechianu, we don't do this today. We make a shechianu when we perform the mitzvah. But in those days, they would make it even on the asiyas hamitzvah. Anyway, you make a bracha of shechianu. Note lo lotzeis bo when you pick up the lulav to be yotzi yourself. Omer shechianu mitzvahzavenu al nutilas lulav. You say al. Right? What do you mean, al? So the Gemara says, why are you saying al? You didn't do the mitzvah yet. So the Gemara says, no, shiny hasav, there it's different. De ba'idna de agba, once you pick it up, nafik bay. You've already fulfilled your mitzvah. So now you've already fulfilled your mitzvah. So the Gemara is saying now, whenever you make a bracha for a mitzvah you've already done, you say al. So if you've already done the mitzvah, what are you making a bracha for? So Tosfos says, because you're still going to use the mitzvah more, because during Hallel you're going to wave it. So you still have more mitzvah to do, so you can make a bracha al. Right? This is the makar of our minhag, to pick up the lulav of an esrog, pick the esrog upside down. So you don't fulfill the mitzvah by picking it up. Because the Gemara says it has to be hash taken in the way they grow. So we purposely don't, we put ourselves in a situation where we're not yotzei the mitzvah. We don't want to do what Tosva says about, well, you're going to keep on shaking it, because we're going to see in a minute why not. We don't want to do that. So what do? We hold it upside down. So when I picked it up, I wasn't yotzei the mitzvah. Why do we say al? We'll get to that in a minute. Ihachi, if so, if it's true what you just said, that you've already fulfilled the mitzvah of lulav when you picked it up, so lotzeis bo, so why does it say lotzeis bo? Yotzei bo mi boile. Should say you've already fulfilled it. And when you pick up the lulav to fulfill it, it should say, when you pick up the lulav because you've already fulfilled your mitzvah, so the Gemara says, you're right, Enochanami, you're right. But you know why we didn't say that? Because we want to be parallel to the Seifa. When we show him the call, boy, lemisne Seifa. What's the Seifa? Leishev basukka, about Leishev basukka. Because Tana, it says over there, Tana Reishanami, Lotzeis Bo. Since in the Seifa we're going to say about Leishev basukka, so too in the Reishan we said Lotzeis Bo, but Enochanami, you've already done the mitzvah. What's the Seifa? The Tana Seifa. Hase Sukka La'atmo. Somebody makes a Sukka. Omer again, Baruch Atah Hashem, Shechanan V'kiwad V'gun L'zman Hazeh. Nichnas Leishev Bo. If you go in there to sit, what do you say? Oh, my baruch hashem kasher with other leishev basuka, leishev, right? Leishev. So to be parallel, we said al. We said a lot safe, but in a chenami you've already yotze. For hilchasa, the bottom line is al bir chametz. You say al bir chametz. So wait a minute. We just said a minute ago that everyone agrees is better. Right? The only question was al. So why saying al? So Rashi says even al. That hilchasa even al bir chametz is okay. So the Rosh says, if you say, why is it Hilchasa? If you say le, very nice. But if you say al, it shows you a Tav HaChacham. How? Because it shows that you know that you can do it this way. Right? If you're doing what everyone does, if you're doing what the Olam, okay, fine, it's very nice. But if you say al, that shows you know Halacha. Because you know that the Gemara says, I can even do it this way. That's why we all do it this way. That's what the Rosh says. So, if you look at the Tosfos of the Hilchasa al biyur chametz, yachol hu lomer kein. You can even say it. Sha'af hu zeh lashon mashma lahaba. Oh, shema dafka al biyur chametz. Fine. V'yesh tam bebrachos. There is a method to the madness of brachos, but v'ri lo matzah tam lachol brachos. The Reed didn't know what it was. Why some al? Why some le? The Reed didn't know. Couldn't figure it out. So what is the reason? So it's like at least three opinions. The Rosh in the back says as follows. Rabbeinu Tam says as follows. All mitzvos that are done right away, you say al. Al achilas matzah, al achilas maror, al achilas lulav. But mitzvot that take a very long time to do, you say le. Le shev, besoka, you're sitting there. Lasatev patzitzis, you're sitting for a while. Lahaniach tefillin, right? All the mitzvot take a longer time to do, you say a lamed. Now, of course, there's a lot of problems with this, and he's discussed some of them, and he says, what about v'kein l'shmoa kol shofar, because we're in shul for 5 hours, right, with the musaf, l'shmoa kol shofar, it takes a long time, and he says, And then it is, what about Al Kriyas Halel? Why do we say Likro as a Halel? Because it takes a long time. We say the Psukim back and forth. That's his distinction. Then the Riva, quoted here in Tos, was also the Ran. He says, any mitzvah that you can do with a shliach, you say Al. Any mitzvah you can do by yourself, any mitzvah that you can't do with a shliach, you say Le. Lehaniach tefillin. I can't have a shliach for that. Leishim, I can't have a shliach for that. And what about the ones that you, that are, say, Al and also can't have a shliach, like matzah? So I think they changed the gear, so they say, no, it should say Le Echo Matzah. Because otherwise that reason doesn't make any sense. What? Oh, so he discusses Al mitzvah tefillin. He says, we didn't want to have the same bracha for both tefillins. That's what he says. We didn't want to have the same one for both tefillins. No, so we don't say Al mitzvah tzitzis anymore. We're going to get to Al mitzvah tzitzis in a minute. He says over here that, what else does he say? He says that, that for example, tefillas kalim. Even though there's a right? Al tefillas kalim. Why? Even though I can do a shliach, but there's parts of the tefillah that I can't do with a shliach. For example, myself. So one, I can't send a shliach to be told by myself. So one, even though there's one aspect, that affects the whole rule. That might answer some of the problems. If there's one case, right, then what about Al Mikra Megillah? You vote with a shliach. Right, someone reads it for the whole shul. So it goes back and forth. There's a lot of, each rule has exceptions. And right, and each rule didn't want the other one's rule. The Rambam says that the difference is if it's a mitzvah that is performed to or for the person. Not sure what that means exactly. Then you say with a lamed. But if it's something else, also the Rambam says any mitzvah that you do, any mitzvah that has already been done, you say al. For example, lulav. Then you say al. So the Rambam says, so why do you say al birchamis then? So the Rambam says, once you decide in your mind, okay, now I'm going to do bedikas chametz, you've already done bittul. So you've already done it. In your mind, on some conscious level, you know what, I'm getting ready, I'm getting the candle, you've already done bittul. So now it's after the mitzvah. So you say al. Right? The Ravid tries to say that maybe Doraises, the Rabbanim, you say al. So then why do you say lahadlik ner shel Chanukah? That's a leh. That makes sense according to the one who says it's an ongoing mitzvah. Right? It lasts for a long time. That makes sense. So this is a basic discussion. We can go on for hours on this, but we have to dive in 10 minutes. So that takes care of that. Okay, now a little more. Now the Gemara says, the kuliyam, everybody holds me a meikar be'in lebruche. You always have to make a bracha. Everyone holds that. Menolam, we know that. Amar v'hudar mar Shmuel. Kol ha-mitzvot mevarachal et ovlas yasam. You have to make a bracha. Why? A bunch of reasons. Ramban says because it's just like before you eat food you have to make a bracha. You have to have shevach voda. So too before a mitzvah you have to have shevach voda. Some say it's we're going to see the pasuk over here. My mashma. We're going to have a pasuk. Okay. My mashma. Dahai over lishna dig du mehu. How do you know the word over means before? Over lasiyasan. So when you get the over means before. Why didn't it say lifnei asiyasan? Why did the Gemara use a funny lashon? We're going to get to that in a minute. Tamar v'achimitzv tamar kva. For yarat achimatz derech akikar. Achimatz was running in the plain. For yavaret akushi, and he passed over. He got before the kushi. Right, they were running to tell David the news that Avshalom died. So they're all running. So he overtook him. So he preceded him. So what do you see? That the word over means preceded. Abay amar mehacha. Vu over lefnehem, that when Yaakov sent everyone to go bow down to Esav, but vuhu over lefnehem, but he preceded them all. Yaakov. V'iboy seyem ha-mehacha, v'yavro malkom lefnei Hashem, right, that Hashem's going to pass by before, but Mashiach comes. Berosha. So, some say that's pshat. That, first of all, some say it's compared to Nasa v'nishma, right, first we'll, some say that it's basically the idea is that before you, that over here, that Hashem is Barosh. So before you do the mitzvah, you recognize that Hashem is Barosh. That's why you make a bracha. It's over asiyasam. Why does it say over? So some say because it implies immediacy. Immediacy. Just like he overtook the guy running. It implies immediacy. You make the bracha right before you do the mitzvah. You don't make the bracha when the tefillin are still in the bag. That's not immediate. You make the bracha when the tefillin is already on your arm and you didn't knot it yet. Right? You don't make the bracha when the orange is still not peeled. You make the bracha right away. Well, that's a mitzvah of achila, but it's the same idea. You don't make the mitzvah when the challah is still tied up in the bag. You make the bracha right before you're ready to eat the challah. But that was not universally accepted. Some said that you should make a bracha while you're doing the mitzvah, especially if the mitzvah is ongoing. That's what over meat lasiyasa means. While you're doing the mitzvah, the Mishnah Berurah says no way. He says in Hilchas. in Hilchas Tzitzis, in Sifches Simon Beis, he says, where is it? This is the wrong one. He says here in Sifches Simon Beis, he says that make the bracha before you do the atifa. You're holding the talis in your hand, not when it's in the bag. You're going to wrap yourself. That's obelas yosin. Don't do it when it's still folded up. But to do it when it's on your head already, I'm still going. Right, that's okay. However, the Mishnah does say that we put on our talis cotton, and then we put on our talis gadol, and then we make the bracha on the talis gadol to pat to the talis cotton. But I've been wearing the talis cotton ready for 45 minutes, the whole shear, till we daven. So what's going on? So Mishnah says he had no choice because they don't. He says we don't want people making brachas on talis cottons because many times they're puzzled. They're not big enough. They're not the sheer, so we don't want that. But that's because it's an exceptional case. But as a general rule, you shouldn't make brachos while they're ongoing. This is the Balamor held. You should, but Mishnah Berurah said you should not. Except chutz minat tvila, except for going to the mikvah, vishofer and shofer. So beishlama tvila dakati gavrilo chazi. You're not a man. You can't make the bracha yet. So machlokas Rashi tosas, what this is talking about. It's talking about anybody has to go to the mikvah. A balkari, a nida, tosas only a ger. A ger can't say mitzivanu. He's still a guy. And shofar. So Gemara says, right, shofar. El shofar. My time. What's wrong with shofar? Vechite when we should deal makalkala tekiya. Maybe he'll blow the tekiya. He'll ruin it. It's ihachi afilu shchitu milanami. I mean, you're gonna blow those. Those are very difficult, complicated mitzvahs. Ella, no. The chutz mina tefila b'lvad, except for tefila alone. Itmar tanya nami hachi tavel v'Allah. When you go to the mikvah, when you come up, Omer baruch asher kiddushan b'ritzos v'tzivanu al hatefila. Tosas here points out the tefilas of dayim with the same rule, and two reasons. First of all, you don't make a bracha after the tefilas of dayim. You don't make a bracha before, because Tosas says in some cases you can't, because if you come out of the bathroom, you're not allowed to until you wash your hands. You're not allowed to make a bracha. Also, the Gemara says that if somebody is eating with wet hands, that's a bezayon. So therefore, while you're drying them, that's where we get the idea. While you're drying them, you can make the bracha, because drying them is part of the washing process. The Ramah says in Kuf Nun Ches, the Ramah says that gam yachol levarachalim kodem nigov. You can even make a bracha before you dry them. Shegam hanigov min hamitzvah umikri over lasiyasam. That's all lasiyasam. But v'im shachach levarach at achar nigov, then mevarach acharach. You can still make the bracha acharach. The Mishnah Berurah says, wait a minute. That's only according to the first reason of Tosfos. The reason being, some cases you can't make a bracha. So we said lo plug, always make a bracha. But if you're drying them, what's the head to make the bracha once you finish drying them? Only according to one tzad and tosas is that permissible. So the Mishnah Berurah said that's very shaky. That Ramah, I don't want to rely on that. He says, "Va'al kein yeshul mikol makom lechil yeshul zar b'zem ma'od." Be very careful not to make the bracha after you dry your hands, because then you're really running into a suffix if you can make the bracha. So Ramah says fine, you can. But va'al kein yeshul zar b'mashin ogim ezan hashem shomer su yedechem. They say these psukim u'mamshichin adar v'molam ra'al tizdaim alachar anigov, and then they wait and they don't make the bracha until their hands are already dry. Shalokidin osim kein. They're not doing the right thing. Why? Because Tosas gave again two reasons. Very iffy on the reasons. So only one reason applies when your hands are already dry. Right? Only one of the reasons applies. The reason is it's a low plug reason. But if the reason is while you're drying it's still part of the washing, then once they dry you can't make the bracha anymore. Not part of the washing anymore. So that's the Mishnah's questions about that. Hey, we're gonna get to the bottom of the page. Now, the Or HaNer. Right, the Mishnah said light of a candle. But not HaNimili, how do you know? What do you mean, how do you know? The Mishnah said you have to do it at night. Right? So what, you can do it in the dark? So the Gemara says, so the Tzlach says no. It means, how do you know you have to use a candle? Why can't you use a torch? Amar of Chinto, Lamadnu, Mitzia, Mimitzia. We learn out finding from finding. Umitzia, Michipus, and from finding from searching. Umichipus, Michipus, searching from searching. Vichipus, Mineros, and searching to Neros. Vineros, Miner, and Neros to Ner. Mitzia, Mimitzia, what does that mean? The Ksiv Hach, it says over here, Shivas Yavim, Sarlo, Yamatzi, Bibotechem. Don't find, it says the word Matzah, find, finding. Uksiv Hasim, and it says by the brothers when they were looking for the cup, Yosef's cup in Binyamin's bag, it says, Vayachapes Bagadol. They started searching in the big ones, in the Bechors, and Ruvains. Heichelu Bekotan Kala Vayamatza. And look at this, they found it. Umetzia mechipus. And what about mitzia from chipus? The day, right? The chipus mean. So that pasuk has both words. That pasuk has mitzia and chipus. The chipus mineros, the ksiv, the esahi achpos es Yerushalayim b'neros. In those days, I'm going to search Yerushalayim with a candle, Hashem says. V'neros miner, what about one candle, the ksiv, ner Hashem nishmas Adam. The ner of Hashem is the soul of a person. Chofet kol chadri batan, and Hashem searches for all our inner thoughts. Tana de Rebbe Yishmol, leil yudavad bokeh es achamet lor haner, af al pishen raya ladavar, there was no raya for that. So my Omer, why did the second pasuk of Ner? Rashi says, don't tell me Ner is a Ner. That one pasuk is Ner, so that's not the reason. So why do we have the second pasuk of Ner? So Gemara says, that the Torah is doing a kula. Well, Hashem's doing a kula. Why? When he's searching Yerushalayim for all the Rishayim. So right, so he's searching them out. So lo b'kidel b'yushalayim b'nayar davuka. He's not going to use a big torch to check everybody. The nafish nuharatuva to see big light. No, he's going to be sensitive to us. Ela b'nuhara shraga dezuter nayar. He's going to use a small little candle. Tvei the avon rabba mishkachas avon zut lo mishkachas. So the big sins he'll find, but the little ones he'll overlook. Maybe that's why he used the nair. Tashma nair Hashem nishmas Adam. That's why the Torah. We have another pasuk of nair Hashem nishmas Adam. So the Rav of Shribin says as follows. All three are the same idea. They knew where the cup was. They were searching anyway. They knew where it was, but they were going through the motions anyway. They knew, you know where the chametz is. You put out 10 pieces. You know where it is, but you're searching anyway. So you know where your neshama is. You know what you have. You know your potential. You know your potential for greatness and your potential for getting close to Hashem. But sometimes you have to go through the motions to get it out and get it revealed. Okay, today's shiur was Lord Lenishmas, Moshe Aaron Ben Yisrael. And also for Refuah Shenema, Aryalev Ben Peril. Aryalev Ben Peril.